HarperCollins presents Einstein the Penguin, The Case of the Polar Poachers, by Iona Rangeley. Read by Eve Karp. For My Grandparents. Chapter 1. Year 7. Imogen pulled the duvet over her head and thought about getting up. It wasn't something she had much interest in doing, least of all on a school day. But now that the light had started to creep under the curtains, there was no going back. Soon enough, Mr. Stewart's feet would pad along the corridor, making slipper-softened thuds, and he would drum his knuckles against the door with a cry of, "Breakfast time!" Imogen wasn't sure she much liked breakfast time. On good days, it delayed being able to go and do the things she really wanted to do, and on bad days, it made time feel all the more stretched out, slow and soggy like her untouched cereal. All of a sudden, Imogen so disliked the idea of getting up and going to school that she decided to beat her father to it. Sometimes waiting was the worst bit. She sat up, rolled out of bed, and picked her school clothes off the floor where she had left them the night before. Then, just as she was about to push her bedroom door open and wander down the stairs, she paused and took a small step backwards. Her detective notebook was sitting on top of the bookshelf, looking a little crumpled at the corners. As Imogen gazed at it, she almost felt like it was watching her. "I want to take you to school," she thought, as if it could read her mind, "but I don't know if it's safe." These past few weeks, she hadn't been carrying it around much, and she was starting to feel like the notebook had noticed. After all, she didn't want that journalist appearing again, poking around and asking questions. Perhaps it was best to look as unlike herself as possible. Imogen reached her hand out slowly, hesitated, then picked up her French book from the next shelf down and hurried down the stairs. "Ah, you're up early," said Mrs. Stewart, brushing off the pink hat she had been trying on in the living room mirror. "Excited for school?" The question sounded hopeful, and both Mrs. Stewart and Imogen knew that it was a silly one to ask. Imogen gave her mother a look. Mrs. Stewart relented. "Well, we can drop Arthur off first if you like." Imogen nodded gratefully and went to eat a spoonful of peanut butter out of the jar. Imogen and Arthur didn't go to the same school anymore, though Imogen sometimes wished that they did. Starting year 7 had seemed exciting in the summer, but it was turning out to be nothing she'd hoped for and everything she hadn't. Naturally, the newspaper articles about her and Einstein hadn't helped, especially now there were older children around to tease her about them. It was quite possible that being the Penguin Girl would never seem cool to anyone except her best friend, Gracie. "Imogen," said Mrs. Stewart, "we've talked about spoons in the peanut butter."
"Dad does it too."
Mrs. Stewart narrowed her eyes.
"Does he?"
Just then Arthur appeared, straightening his glasses and yawning into the sleeve of his school jumper.
"Morning,"
he said, though it came out more like "more awning." He sat down at the table, and immediately the cat, who'd been sleeping on the edge of the sofa, jumped up and found his way into Arthur's lap.
"James," Mrs. Stewart called up the stairs, "everyone else is ready except you."
Gizmo sat up and meowed apprehensively at the smell of Arthur's clothes, and Imogen giggled despite herself.
"You probably smell of penguin," she said.
"I'm going to visit Einstein again after school," said Arthur eagerly. "Do you want to come too?"
"Oh," said Imogen. Her smile quickly faded. "I don't think I can. I have homework to do."
Arthur looked cross.
"You always have homework to do," he grumbled.
"I'm at secondary school now. I finish later than you. Even if I did come..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?